It doesn't matter where you are, the airport, subway, restaurant, theme park, school, waiting lines, whatever, anywhere, you're going to see people with their heads down, checking their smartphone and their social media accounts for what's going on everywhere else. And our culture is addicted to social media. Perhaps one of the biggest fears that people have is the fear of missing out on something. Here's Jim Daly, who spoke with Allie Worthington about that.
Hey, thank you for joining us for the extended conversation with Allie Worthington and her book, Fierce Faith. It is a great resource, I'm telling you. After doing the interview with Allie and talking with her, I see it in our relationship at home with Jean. I mean, this is an area that she struggles with, this area of fear. And I think she's probably in the 90% category of women and moms, and maybe about 10% of you are doing a good job, or you're learning how to cope with fears and anxiety in a far better way. Allie, you use the term FOMO. Everybody knows the term but me. So what FOMO is, again, what?
It's the fear of missing out.
Okay.
And it especially applies to our social media world right now.
Oh, man. I'm not worried about that at all. I don't have any fear of missing out. Let me just
really?
Go crawl away with a cup of coffee and I'll be good. But what is it? Why in some people, in women, why is this fear of missing out?
Well, I think women tend to be a little more social in general.
Yes.
Maybe, just a little.
Just
and so
possibly.
We love social media, especially for moms. You know, when you're inside with kids and it's nap time, you can't necessarily go visit your friends, but you can get on Facebook or Instagram and visit. Well, because all of our lives are now captured and photos and videos and filtered and look great, it can make us feel like everybody else is having fun without us.
Doesn't it ratchet up anxiety?
Absolutely.
I mean, to me, this is like a tenfold, you know, punch in the gut that you've got to look right, you got to be right, your house or your cake or your party. It just seems exhausting thinking about it.
It is. And it's really important to remember that social media is everyone's highlight reel.
Right.
And I use it as my highlight reel, too. I don't think anyone would want to see my photo on Instagram of my laundry room.
Yeah.
You know, like
you
nobody
never show
wants
that
to see
part.
That mess. No.
Right.
But it is interesting for social media. I'm sure a lot of the women listening use Instagram. Stories is where people actually get real. And the feed is where things look perfect. So I really enjoy stories because it's where we can see people's real life. But social media in general just makes us more anxious because we are living our real lives and we're looking at everyone else's highlight reel. And I had to tell myself, when things are difficult, when a child is sick or the dog is sick and I'm cleaning the carpet, I don't need to see everyone's vacation photos. Like, I'm just not in a healthy frame
so
of mind right
yeah,
then.
Right.
Yeah.
Get away.
Yeah. I'm not emotionally healthy enough to scroll.
That's good. Know? Now, you had an experience. I think you're planning a trip to Vegas. We'll give you some counseling about that later. But what happened?
All my girlfriends wanted to go to Vegas so they could go to spas and see all the shows
oh, yes.
and Cirque du Soleil. And it was an expensive trip and it was lovely, but I decided not to go. But I cheered them on, I helped them plan, and I was so happy for them. And then as soon as everyone got there, they started posting pictures. And that's when the FOMO monster came after me.
Why did I say no?
Why, yeah.
They're all having fun.
They're having fun without me. Nobody misses me.
I'm doing laundry.
I'm here all alone. So I called one of my girlfriends and I said, this is what's going on. Everybody's in Vegas without me. And basically, I hate everything. And she said, Allie, you are so ridiculous. You love them. They love you. You told them you weren't going, and you helped them plan the trip. Now, go focus in on the family that loves you. You decided you wanted to stay home with your family. Go focus in on them. And so that taught me to turn my FOMO into JOMO, which is the joy of missing out.
Okay, good. The JOMO. I lean in that direction. I could sit at home and just love on the boys. It's a good thing. But I so appreciate that. The book is filled with wonderful, wonderful practical tools. So thanks for sharing that with us. Thank you for being on the Focus on the Family broadcast. You know, one theme that I hear you repeat often is good friends who are willing to call you out. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of people don't have that relationship. Do you do something to foster that where a friend can say, girl, what is the matter with your thinking? Or is this just how Nashville rolls?
Well, I talk about it a little in the book. There's a concept that a friend taught me called battle buddies. So apparently in the Army, everyone gets assigned a battle buddy. They keep an eye on you in battle and out of battle. Huh. And I thought, I just need good battle buddies for me to get through parenting and to get through life. Just two or three good friends who have earned the right to speak into your life, whose lives bear good fruit, and we make ourselves humble and go, I need somebody to call me out on my crazy, because we're all a little bit crazy,
That's a
right?
great concept. I like that. Spiritual battle buddies.
That's right.
I like that. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.